In a sense, Black Americans are being hurt by COVID twice. More than a year ago, they were among the hardest hit by coronavirus layoffs, and now their economic recovery is slower than other groups.
Joining us live on Skype, Megan Gasella, who reports for Politico. Megan, thanks for joining us. So why is this happening to Black Americans?
Thanks so much for having me. And there's multiple reasons here. It's not it's not any one thing, I will say. Some of them are unique to the coronavirus recession, just a function of which industries employ Black workers more heavily. The clearest example of that is state and local governments have long been a very solid employer for Black workers, Black women in particular. They've always been a very good employer, but of course, state and local budgets have been hit hard during the coronavirus shutdowns as tax revenues have dropped. And so there have been a number of layoffs there, layoffs that are actually still continuing, even as other industries are recovering. So some of these are very unique to the coronavirus recession. Other issues that at play here are sort of structural inequities that have long made for slower recoveries for Black workers and brown workers as well, and long contributed to high rates of unemployment. And some of that is just, you know, what many people know as the first fired, last hired phenomenon, that, you know, even though layoffs hit most workers across all racial groups the same last April when we shut down, that there could be some hiring discrimination at play and other sort of longstanding inequities there that have led them to be Black workers to be the slowest to get back to work because they haven't been rehired as quite as quickly.
You touched on this ever so briefly. You point out Hispanic Americans actually saw higher unemployment as COVID hit, but they bounced back faster. Any sense about why?
They did. And I think one of the things that we see there is that Hispanic workers are heavily employed in the leisure and hospitality sector. And that's where we are seeing some recovery now. Some of the most recent job gains have been as restaurants and bars reopened, for example, and there's a lot of Hispanic workers employed there. That could be one reason. Similar as well in other industries that had to shut down right away but came back much quicker, we're heavily employing Hispanic workers.
Oh, we just saw that $2 trillion American Rescue Act pass. Can that help, or will it take something else to assist Black Americans to get back on their feet?
It will help. It absolutely will. You know, on one hand, there's so much of that bill is targeting low-income workers, low-income communities and families that are going to help everyone across the board, but disproportionately minorities who are predominantly taking low-income jobs, for example, and have lost those jobs. The other way it'll help is that it'll just boost the economy overall. And we often see low-wage and low-income workers being the last to recover. So we need a really strong economy, a really strong economic recovery in order to bring everyone along, including the folks who are going to be last to get rehired. It will help there. On the flip side, you know, many people who follow this very closely are saying we need something to specifically target Black and brown workers. So whether that's a job creation program that goes into specific communities based on an average wage level or something like that, that might be the way to ensure that we're carrying everyone along in this recovery.
Really appreciate hearing from you, Megan. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.
That is Politico reporter Megan Gasella.